If you want an example of how one persists to practice gratitude despite all the reasons, the resistance fighting for your attention, I have to say that I sing and bring on number 1000, the hymn, Morning Has Come, even in the face of people going, why are you singing that? You're singing it too often. Because I persist. I persist in loving it. I persist in being reminded that every day, although the sun rises, it doesn't, and rises every day over and over, it doesn't make it less spectacular because it's new, because it's doing this over and over again, because it's old news. I persist because it reminds me in the reflection of that joy and that wonder fills the moment shared together. And I persist because just because I've heard it once doesn't mean it's not important in my practice and in my life. And it warms my heart. I hope it does yours. And the reason I'm sharing it like that is I get this all the time. I get this from our culture. I get this from our people. I get this from around. It's the edge of a couple of things. One is, if it isn't new, if you've heard it before, it isn't good. And the other is sort of that edge of the sense of judgment around things that have these nuggets of wonder and joy and pleasure and warmth and rightness within them, but then that we discount because they aren't something that we expect. So you can see that when I ask to sing this song and put it in, it has a lot more meaning for me than just that moment. It's part of my practice. So I encourage your comments later to see what you think. The notion or description and language of good intent at the heart of the universe may have given you some pause, some of you pause, because it emerges from Reverend Carl Scoville's deep experience of his Christian path, understood and lived within his deep experience and engagement with Unitarian Universalist faith. He is a Unitarian Universalist minister, as am I. I am not a Unitarian Universalist Christian. Carl's notion of good intent at the heart of the universe, though, informs my own big picture understanding, but I understand it and filter it through the lens and training of an evolutionary biologist who was just awakened to a sense of something more. Making that distinction clear is a reflection for another day, and so I made a note to do it, maybe late April. So briefly, we are living evolved life forms, stating the obvious but rarely reflected on fact, we are alive. Animating life energy is constantly working miracles with our molecules, creating one opportunity after another for us to be and to be us, participating in that aliveness. Both words good and intent that we may get hung up on are words that come from and for our experience of being alive. However you attribute where it came from, we live within and have created. We have experienced that there is a way or ways to be in right relationship with life. There is right relationship to be lived and felt, something to be and belong in and to enjoy. Some of us in our lighter moments might wear life is good t-shirts, but then as an expression of deeper understanding. With these seemingly different understandings and paths, Carl and I are both Unitarian Universalist ministers. We're colleagues and friends. We share a larger orientation, and the cardinal points on our life compasses point in similar directions. In 1981, almost 37 years ago, Wendell and Deanna Capes and 15 other determined souls started this fellowship, this congregation. And I think I see Wendell and Deanna in the quiet room. All right. We should invite them up for that story. They were going to the Asheville Unitarian Universalist Congregation, and their move was more than merely wanting Unitarian Universalism in their lives. It was about more than an ism. They wanted this inclusive orientation and voice. They wanted this presence, this space, not just as this sanctuary, but the energy presence and the life ripples of you and us and those who've gone before us in this country for over 200 years. They wanted all of that to be present in this town. They wanted it to be a presence in their town and in our town. 11 days ago, the evangelist Billy Graham died at the age of 99. As you know, his following is huge and his influence broad. In fact, I walked into the co-op and one of the young men there who I talk, he'll come up to me and tell me that the surf's up over at Folly Beach and things like that, came over and he said, "Did you hear about the big homecoming?" And I said, "No." And he said, "Billy Graham has gone home." And so I thought that was a joke. And I thought it was a line. And I didn't say anything. I was busy doing something, and I thanked him. I went and I came back and I thanked him a few days later for the joke. He said, "No, I'm serious. I'm serious. Billy Graham has gone home, the great homecoming." At his service this Friday, just 2 days ago, Graham's son Franklin delivered the eulogy, and the reporter characterized Franklin as more explicitly political than his father. And the clip they played emphasized Franklin's exclusive religious understanding. They said he was being very evangelical. And it's the one from which the exclusive nature of his politics follow. It was some version of that understanding you've heard, that some people say that there are many paths, maybe many ways to know God. And he said that is simply not true. There is only one. Jesus said that no one comes to the Father but through me. There he is, and here we are. We are here. We are here knowing differently, saying differently, living differently, unapologetically differently, and therefore witnessing differently. We're witnessing with our lives and our commitments to an inclusive orientation, not an exclusive one, a different way to orient to life and to be religious, or perhaps, if you don't like religious, perhaps to be congregational or in community. Jesus is one exemplar among many who know what it means to live well and in right relationship with the inclusive nature of the universe. Yes, there are many paths to know God. We live in and are held and are challenged by the inclusive embrace of life and what that means for each of us. We live and feel and share the joy of the commitments of our traditions and our fellow members and ourselves. Through and with our commitments to right relationship, we participate in the good. We become part of the good intent. We actually do our part as part of the heart of the universe. Our congregational mission is to engage in practice and service for love, justice, and peace, to make that inclusive vision real in our lives and our world. We are present. And by our presence, we create this presence that is the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Hendersonville. From our reading, though we have been warned and given plenty of explanations and reasons that we should do otherwise, we have persisted. We have persisted to claim a life of joy and justice, to carve out this time, this space, for the renewal of our own hearts. We are the ones we have been waiting for. We persist to claim a life of joy and justice where justice is right relationship made real with and for everyone, not just the privileged few who happen to be on the inner circle. Joy, then, is right relationship with life and love that is felt, and felt in a way that connects with this sense of something more. Deeply felt soul joy comes through commitment. It requires that at some point we move through fear and hesitation into that space of love and right action. The joy and justice we hope to claim are always an ongoing lived conversation with each other. In this congregation, we commit ourselves to the challenge of that conversation. This Friday, one of the pledge events was a delightful afternoon tea. It was in the new building at St. John in the Wilderness, which puts you up with big windows into the trees. As part of her remarks, Helen Bishop shared hers and Susan's experience of coming with their family to a Unitarian Universalist congregation in the late 1970s, early 80s, and not having as welcoming an experience as you would hope for today, and looking back from this position, you would have assumed they had. The atmosphere within the whole association wasn't very welcoming. So then as a result, they and others began what became the Welcoming Congregation, welcoming and affirming gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, queer, and questioning people to Unitarian Universalist congregations. The movement and program transformed who we are and expanded and opened our hearts and our lives. That's moving into the joy of commitment. Helen shared that it was not easy to get going as a group. We didn't have all the answers, but what Helen affirmed was that through the difficulties, somehow Unitarian Universalists moved through and kept on the path. They continued the journey to make that inclusive vision of the universe more and more real. As the reading says, we come together to make this promise, to persist in kindness, persevere in compassion, and prevail. Or in order to prevail, in a life that is more than ourselves. That's one reason this congregation is so important. The presence of the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Hendersonville quietly and powerfully helps us strive to persist, to claim a life of joy and justice. So that somehow, despite all the reasons, the resistance fighting for our attention, luring us toward fear, we commit to form this community that supports and challenges and helps us to prevail in a life that is for more than ourselves. This congregation helps us to be and realize the joy of moments of being in right relationship with life and love. I'll wrap this up with a few examples from the last week where I've felt this right relationship, this joy made real through our presence, through our and your commitment. From our reading, and yet you persist, and so we gather that we might offer one another courage, strength, healing, and hope. I think of all of us and how we volunteer. I think of our pastoral associates, and I think of a moment this week in a hospital room visiting, I said a member, but since Jack said it was Joyce Day and shared what is going on with her, where I sat and we shared, and I shared from my common experience of heart problems, and I helped her think through what was going on, including the fears and the worries. By being present, we bring the presence of this congregation. In those moments, you are always there too. On one of the rainy days, the sun came out right as I walked across from the office to the sanctuary, and I looked up at the blue sky, and then I noticed the solar panels. Usually I just kind of, since they've been up there for a while, I just kind of acknowledge them in passing. But I paused, or they and the sun paused me. And in that moment, rather than hurrying on to what I had to do, I smiled. And in that smile, I touched joy. The joy that comes from our commitment. The joy that comes from our expressions of hope and right relationship with life and love, and that is not discounted by what we feel it isn't and what we have to get on to do on the next thing. It's not discounted by the negative that is all around us. There I was, a part of this congregation, this community, persisting, somebody else's cell phone. Yep, I was a part of this congregation, this community, persisting and participating in life that is for more than ourselves. After our potluck dinner at Family and Younger Adults Soul Matters on Friday night, five of the adults sat around and reflected on and shared stories of perseverance, learning, balance, as children played in the background downstairs, well, not so much in the background, with Kayla and Melanie, who were their child care people. The children weren't always off doing their thing, and they checked in several times with Mom and then with us. Sort of like this morning. It was delightful and real, and it was a moment of right relationship with life and love felt. At last week's pledge gathering at the gallery, Paul Shoemaker shared why and how he supports UUFH, as he said, for these many years. And he remembered the year, the 1 year, when Simone was pledge chair and we met our pledge goal. In that year, we made our fair share contribution to the Unitarian Universalist Association, and then we gave all the proceeds of our congregational auction to local organizations and causes that we felt most reflected our mission and needed our help. Just remembering our commitment brings back some of the joy, that feel of being in right relationship. We were larger than ourselves, and as a congregation, we smiled. Paul imagined what it would feel like if the concerts weren't fundraisers for the budget, but direct expressions of outreach and our mission into the community. We can do just that. Feel that joy again if we each raise our pledge somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 to 20%. But Paul then challenged us to match him. He said, share your tax increase and raise your pledge 30%. He characterized that as an act of civil disobedience. Now that made people smile. I'll check the time, and it says you make to create this time, but I'll wrap this up. But one we need to remember too is Carolina Silicio Perez speaking to us last Sunday, and how she has gone from being a student in high school to being a young woman in the community and has grown into her sense of self. And that sense of self is angry at the experience that she has had to live over the years. And then she challenged us to not be safe and secure and comfortable and just smiling in our Dreamer Scholarship and our help. But she challenged us to be the voices to help make a difference, because what is not acceptable. And here's the key point. We were able to hear that and be a lot less defensive and reactive and embrace that than we would have been 3 years ago, because we've been doing the work with our Race Matters workshops, with the promise and the practice. We've been doing that work to understand the anger of people of color that is always there from their experience. And we not gave her, we shared our space with her for her to speak her truth, not what we wanted to hear. Think about that, and think about how special that is to be that space, to be that presence, to be that possibility in the world. We desperately need these smiles and affirmations and moments to not be defensive in these times. We can do this. Because despite all the reasons, the resistance fighting for your attention, luring you towards fear, you persist. You persist to practice gratitude, generosity of spirit. You persist to practice gratitude for this day, this life that has been given, and this chance to begin again. You persist to be an active part and participant in a life that is for more than ourselves. By being and doing our part in and for the presence of this congregation, this space for the renewal of your own heart, you are a part of no less than the good intent at the heart of the universe. You keep it real and alive in our hearts. You make it real. The Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Hendersonville, where joy and hope are made real because you make them so. Thank you for your presence and your commitment. It's a joy to be here, and it's a joy that we are here. You are a smile for the universe and the joy of commitment.